I got a dream of winning a Super Bowl. I got a dream of being in a Pro Bowl. I'm really not into dreams anymore, okay? I'm into nightmares.
Raiders!
Caught! Touchdown! Raiders!
You're listening to the Autumn Windbags, an audio attack from the Silver and Black. Here are your windbags, RJ Clifford and Juan Soto.
All right, it's another episode of the Auto Windbags. I'm RJ Clifford. He's Juan Soto. Let's try to have some fun today. The Raiders fall to the Bears 20-9 at Allegiant Stadium. One of the most brutal offensive performances I've seen in a while for this Raiders team. Not one unit offensively or defensively has anything to raise their head about or be proud about. Derek Carr, 22-35. 206 yards, no touchdowns, interceptions, sacked three times. Josh Jacobs back in a starting role, played the full game, only had 48 yards, 3.2 average. Hunter Renfro, decent game, six receptions, 56 yards. Darren Waller, only four receptions. Josh Jacobs, four receptions. Defensively, better than what we're used to, but not great. But the big story of this game is the penalties from the Raiders. Just atrocious level penalties on both sides of the ball, mostly on the linemen. 10 penalties, 82 yards, a lot of false starts, a lot of issues on the defensive line, a lot of issues on the offensive line. Soto, your thoughts as we are just minutes after the final.
It's saddening to see them come out and play this flat. Mm-hmm. It's surprising, given what's happened the last couple days and the reports of John Gruden's comments. We don't know how that affected the locker room at all, or if it did or if it didn't. Honestly, they just didn't look prepared. They didn't play well. And it's the same thing over and over again. We're allowing other teams to dictate what we do, mm-hmm. instead of us imposing what we want to do on others. And part of that is, you know, why we have such poor starts to games. And, when you go up against a team, I mean, and the Bears, I mean, they have some good players on defense, but they weren't world beaters against the pass.
Yeah.
They were one spot behind us. We were 13th against the pass this year, and they were 14th against the pass this year.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like they're like the fucking Bills or something, you know, shutting people out.
Yeah.
And, we just played like shit again. You know, if you want to look at a poor offensive performance, is this one. Look at last week.
So the Bears were without David Montgomery, their starting running back, a fantastic starting running back in this league. They didn't miss a beat. They had a total of 37 rushes for 143 yards and a touchdown. Khalil Herbert and Damian Williams took over for them. Justin Fields, very pedestrian game, 12 of 20, 111 yards, one touchdown, got sacked twice for a loss of 10 yards. But they just like said, all right, we're just going to lean on our run game. We'll have Justin Herbert make a couple moves when we need to. I'm sorry, Justin Fields make a couple moves when we need to. And then we'll just lean on our defense. And that's all it took. Like, I'm numb to the fact that the Raiders offense comes out sputtering early in games, right? First quarter, we're used to it. Second quarter, we saw it last game. And now it was four straight quarters of an extremely inept offense. And the line was a big part of it, right? This is the first game where Brendan Parker started at right tackle. Alex Leatherwood moved to right guard. We knew there'd be some problems. But just penalties after penalty, Khalil Mack running wild. Khalil Mack got his revenge. Like, after he got traded and we played two seasons ago in London, and John Gruden basically made it an entire point of the game plan to keep Khalil Mack from beating us, he had a great day against the Raiders. Eight tackles, seven of them solo, only credited with one sack, but he definitely affected Derek Carr a lot more than that one sack.
They didn't do anything any different than what we thought.
Mm-hmm.
The game plan was pretty obvious. I said it with you and Ryan a couple days ago. Hey, this is what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to run. They're going to throw. But when they throw, they're going to throw deep. And they're not going to fuck with the check down shit. They're going to throw to get big chunk yards, but they're going to run the ball and they're going to play, you know, stout defense and pressure us with their line. And that's pretty much what they did. And mm-hmm. we let them, we got beat by a rookie quarterback with out their best offensive weapon.
Trash O line. They have a trash O line.
Yeah, their offensive lines. Our defensive line, I don't know what the fuck's going on. They're not the things that were going well for us and the things that we're hyping up, it's not happening anymore. We were like, mm-hmm. what do we have? One sack?
We had more than that. We had Yannick Ngakoue had two sacks.
Okay.
Ngakoue had some penalties too. A lot of penalties all over the place. Like at standard issue Raider football, but even
you don't beat yourself when you're playing a team like this, a rookie quarterback without his best offensive weapon. Offensive line is suspect. Okay. You don't beat yourself in this situation. You let them beat you. All right. You don't give them any help because that's what gives them confidence. And that with confidence, they're going to, you know, start going after plays they normally wouldn't go after. And sometimes they get them. And
that's not the case, though. It's not like they made big plays. It's not like confident. It was just like nickel and dimed us in the run game. And we had no answer offensively. Like, it wasn't even like
what I was saying is their offensive line got confidence and started mm-hmm. pushing us around, and we couldn't do a thing about it.
So Derek Carr, again, like I said, 22 of 35, 206 yards. There's no unit that should be proud, but I'm not going to blame 9 points on Derek Carr. He was hassled the entire game. A lot of drops. A big case of the dropsies from our best non-dropsies player, right? Like, you'd think, with Hunter Renfro making a drop, Darren Waller making a drop, you'd think, like, Crabtree, Cooper, and Aguilar were out there playing for us. Like, all of our Mr. Sticky Hands were making drops. And again, Carr didn't play good by any means, but the offensive woes, I think more offensive line, penalties.
It's everybody.
You guys normally depend on. It was a group failure. It was definitely a group failure.
I'm not going to put it all on Carr. He definitely didn't play
You want
well.
To. Admit it. You want to, but you're not going to.
No, I don't want to. I want us to fucking win. I want Carr to play better,
mm-hmm.
but he's not. He's playing like shit 2 weeks in a row. And it's not just him. The offensive line, I think the offensive line was better than it had been, mm-hmm. but it's still not great. Fucking Gruden, I don't know what the fuck he's doing. I don't know what his game plan is going into games. Is he that dense? I don't get it. I don't get why we're so easily matched up against early in games. Mm-hmm. And when you go against teams who have elite players, you can't just flip a switch and make it happen. You know, last week we had, you know, Joey Bosa was out there. Derwin James was out there. This week, you know, Khalil Mack was going crazy. We just came out listless. We came out flat. It's a lot of words. Like, come on, let's go, let's do this. But when it's time to get out there and do it, where is it?
We had a lot of, we had a little bit of glimmer of hope when John Gruden admitted this week. It's like, yeah, play calling's an issue. It's like, oh, wow. Like, Gruden's like self-aware. What? Huh? Okay. He's acknowledging that that's a problem. Maybe he's going to fix things up. Nope, still 3 and out to start the first.
What did I tell you?
Out of the gate.
What did I tell you? What did I say? I compared it to an alcoholic saying, yeah, I'm an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's fucking 9 o'clock in the morning and your breath smells like fucking 3 days stepped on dog shit. Yeah, you're a fucking alcoholic. Your eyes are yellow as fuck. Okay, what are you going to do about it?
He's in a 12-step program, but he can't get past step one. Like, he admits it.
No, he thinks he's not admitting anything. He knows there's a problem,
mm-hmm.
but he doesn't want it to be him. He knows there's a problem. So he's like, I'll just say this to say it, but I'm not really going to do anything any different.
Uh-huh.
And that's what's happening.
So another disturbing element I guess the Bear crowd was loud at Allegiant Stadium.
I heard it. There was a lot of Bears fans there.
A lot of Bears fans in Vegas. And that's something that's going to be following. Like, you know, we were so proud, even though we lost to the Chargers last week, that it was, you know, 75-25. Like, friends I knew that were at the game, what I heard on the television, it sounded like it was 75-25 Raiders fans, Chargers fans last Monday night. Wasn't quite that bad today with the Bears and the Raiders at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, but not great either. That's something to be followed. And that's something like we always kind of knew, right? Like Las Vegas, if you're anywhere in the United States and you're looking at your schedule of your favorite team, whether you're an Eagles fan or Bears fan or Bucks fan or Pittsburgh, like whoever, like whatever fan you are, like which away game are you going to want to go to the most?
Vegas.
You're going to go to Vegas, right? Like, let's say you're like, you know, you're negotiating with your wife and you're like, all right, what's our vacation? She's like, well, I want to go to Hawaii. It's like, okay, we'll go to Hawaii, but we get to go to an away game for, you know, the Giants. You know what I mean? Where are you going to go? Cleveland? Fucking Pittsburgh? No, you're going to go to Vegas, right? So this is going to be something we're going to be dealing with for as long as the Raiders are in Las Vegas. And we dealt with it a little bit today. And that's another part of why those slow starts are obviously detrimental for any team, but extra detrimental for the Raiders at home, because we're always going to have a big chunk of that stadium be away fans, because casinos give away tickets and people are going to want to travel to Las Vegas. And if you start really, really slow, these away crowds at home are going to get extra loud early. They're going to get invigorated. They're going to get pumped. It's, you know, obviously a slow start hurts everybody, but it hurts the Raiders more than anyone else, basically, other than the Chargers, because they have there's no such thing as a home game if you're a Charger fan.
Well, also, it doesn't hurt. I mean, it doesn't help that we're playing like shit and our fans don't have anything to cheer about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, honestly, it wasn't like the stadium was crazy loud and it was like dueling back and forth. It was like dead quiet.
Yeah, it wasn't deafening, but it was.
No, it was dead quiet whenever the Raiders were supposed to cheer for something, when we had the ball or we didn't make any defensive plays that, you know, as maybe we stopped them on fourth down. Mm-hmm. But it's like, we didn't have anything to cheer about. So what were we going to make noise about?
Yeah. A big stat. There was two stats I was very worried about on last week's show. Do you remember those two were? There's two stats I gave you. And we were batting 100%. We were batting 1,000 in two stats. Remember what they were?
8 red zone.
Raiders opponents were defense, 8 for 8.
8 for 8 in the red zone.
Yep. And
Soto has a much girthier dick than RJ.
That's not a stat that we've codified at all. It depends on the measuring units that we use. But so it was two things. It was, we've recovered 100% of our fumbles, which again is good, but moving towards not the future, that's not sustainable, right? Like, I'm glad. That's awesome. That's a good stat. But moving forward, we can't think that, you know, there wasn't any fumbles by the Raiders today, so that wasn't a big deal. But opposing offenses were 8 for 8 in the red zone going into today. The Bears were 2 for 2 in the red zone. Mm-hmm. Raiders opponents are 10 for 10 on touchdowns in the red zone. If you get into the red zone, it's guaranteed you're going to score. The Raiders red zone is when you fall down the bar skank ladder at the local dive bar and you fall to the 52-year-old super slut at the end, and you're like, all right, it's 1:59 a.m. What am I going to do? I'm going to go to old Karen at the end. That's the Raiders red zone defense. The sure thing. The guaranteed thing. You're like, all right, I'll risk chlamydia. I want the sure thing. That's the Raiders red zone defense. And it's been that way, and I understand it being that way against the Ravens, against the Chargers, against Justin Fields and the Bears. Like, that's no longer just, hey, we were going against some pretty good offenses here. Nope, that's a major issue with the Raiders, no matter who we play.
When we needed stops, we couldn't get them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
We got a couple stops. I mean, like, the defense did give the offense some opportunities, right?
The defense did fine. The defense did fine. And I'm saying the defense, great.
The defense was the defense we hoped for in the offseason.
Oh, yeah. Giving up 20 points.
That's 20 points. Again,
and those last three were because we fucking went for it, we didn't get it, and they got it right away and kicked the field goal. That it's basically we gave up 17 points as far as the game goes. Those last three were just fucking to pad the kicker stats. But look, Justin Fields, 111 yards. You know, the thing that hurt is
the backup running backs and a trash offensive line that ran all over us.
The 143 yards rushing is what hurt us. That's what really hurt us. You know, we didn't give up anything crazy defensively. It's offensively, we played like dog shit. Everybody on offense played like shit. You know, Amik Robertson got some balls caught on him, but guess what, dude? He's a foot shorter than Allen Robinson. What the fuck do you expect? I think he did pretty well.
Well, look, Mike Williams is taller than Allen Robinson, I think. About the same or taller.
They're about the same.
And he held him down last week or on Monday. Right? Like, I mean, it's still an issue for Amik Robertson, but
look, we can't expect
Mike Williams went off today.
We can't expect to win putting up 9 and 14 points. You just can't. You know, this is the type of
great analysis, Soto. I'm glad you're on here with these really hot takes. Really, really controversial stance you're taking there, Soto.
I'm dead.
I know. I'm as pissed as you are.
I know. Okay, let's bring up
the elephant in the room. Let's talk about the elephant in the room a little bit. Obviously, so this week, in case you missed it, the Wall Street Journal came out with a story about how 10 years ago, while John Gruden was working for ESPN on Monday Night Football, he sent an email to a GM who's black, or no, about a GM who was black.
It was about the NFL PA president.
I'm glad someone's getting the facts straight here, other than me. About the Players Association's president said something about his lips, and so that's been the story of the week, right? And I'm kind of surprised how that story's been handled. It's been very kind of like, okay, here are the facts. When new facts come out, very little like, not very little. I feel like it's been handled correctly by all media. Here's my take. Here are the facts. Moving on. Right? It hasn't really like caught fire the way something like that could. And I do understand how it's something that happened 10 years ago and it was a lip joke in an email that came out in an investigation for the Washington football team that had nothing to do with the Raiders. When John Gruden wasn't a Raiders employee. So it's like, okay, it's not, you know, a smoking gun by any means. But, and again, like I don't care that much unless it costs us like a draft pick or something. Do you think it played a role in how this team played today? Because I really don't think it did.
I mean, came out and they just looked flat. They didn't look like they had that hunger in them that they had the first few weeks of the season. Even last week, they didn't have that like fire, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's possible. I think it is. I think that the reason why we haven't heard more about this story than we have is the timing of when it came out late on Friday. All the pregame interviews have been done. Reporters and the media don't have access to interview any players anymore or anything like that. All the press conferences for the week, all that shit is done. It's all about travel, get in your beds, and review your game plans. That's all it is. You know, late Friday, Saturday, that's it.
And it's something that's so hard to quantify. Like it's something that's impossible to quantify because, like we talked about in our last show, how team unity and feeling good is something so important but impossible to like have a stat for. Like even Pro Football Focus isn't even going to try to make a stat for that, right? So like there's no way to look at it. You're like, oh, how did the white guys play versus how the black guys play? Like there's no way to like do that. There's no way to figure that out. It's just a tone and energy that maybe you have in the locker room, and maybe this week players will talk about it more. You know, the post game press conference is going on right now. Obviously, this as the you know next show will like give you the stats on that, what everyone's saying, and maybe there's an inclination that we'll find out about, but it's just something you can't really put a finger on, so it's hard to really tackle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say that it had nothing to do with it. You know, I'm not trying to. There's a big pendulum swing between it had nothing to do with their game and it really fucked them up.
Yeah,
there's a big swing in there of possibilities, and it's somewhere in there. Was it a big, huge deal as far as, oh my God, some of the guys aren't even going to play? No. Was it like, oh, it's nothing? No, it's not a big deal. No, it's just they just went out there and shit the bed.
Who's the play-by-play announcer for CBS today? Do you know his name? I didn't bother looking up. You know my big pet peeve was today? He called him Khalil Mack. Like a really hard cuh. And it just bothered me. It's like a pet peeve today. It's like Khalil Mack. His name's Khalil Mack. Khalil Mack in the backfield. Khalil Mack. Like, it's not spelt like K-U-H capitalized hyphen L-I-L. Khalil Mack. Khalil Mack in the backfield. God damn it.
Yeah, I heard a lot of his name. We heard a lot of Khalil today.
Yeah.
Fucking running
back.
Not
a name you want to hear a lot. Khalil. Derek Carr all week in the pressers and stuff was like, oh yeah, Khalil Mack's like my boy, you know, like we were playing in the pool, you know, LOL. Like, he should have done that more. Like, Mack was pissed off. Because again, in the London game 2 seasons ago, he was held in check.
Yeah.
And I almost feel like Gruden and, you know, the rest of the offense kind of felt cocky about that. And Mack kind of ran wild today, which is like his standard operating procedure.
Yeah, that's usually what it does.
But, you know, it was a weird day for this new, like, prefabricated offensive line with Alex Leatherwood moving to guard, Brennan Parker at right tackle. At the beginning, like, the first half, like, the protection was pretty good. The penalties were through the roof, right? But on the rare play where there wasn't a penalty, pass protection was semi-decent.
He had time.
Run blocking was trash.
Yeah, Carr had time to throw. And when there was a course of those times where guys got beat and he got hit or whatever, but you know, there was time to throw, and he just didn't make the throws. He didn't make the throws today for whatever reason. Again, the Bears weren't known to be these crazy ball hawks against the pass. He just didn't play well. The receivers didn't play well, whether it was them not getting open, not running crisp routes, dropping balls. If I see fucking Carr underthrow another deep pass again to a wide open fucking receiver, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do.
What are you gonna
do? 100% Edwards should have caught that ball, and 100% he shouldn't have had to stop and turn around for it.
Mm-hmm.
He should have still been running for that ball. It's fucking ridiculous. I think they just, dude, you can't really point at one specific thing in this game. They just played like shit. They came out flat. They played like shit. I don't know whether it's because they're waiting for the other shoe to drop and for some type of discipline to be brought down or something, or what's going on. But
because Hunter Renfrow dropped one pass, AJ Cole is now the only guy on this team that we can rely on every game. Like, our punter kept, like, this could have been even worse. Like, 20-9, it could have been even worse if AJ Cole wasn't crushing like 65-yard punts. He's literally the only guy that, because Daniel Carlson missed an extra point, because Hunter Renfrow dropped one pass.
Waller dropped two passes.
Waller's like, and again, we're talking inches, not miles. Waller's had, you know, Waller's missed plays. Like, he's missed plays. He's obviously made amazing plays. He's still the best player on our team. But he's missed plays here and there. But AJ Cole, like, literally the only dude on this team. We're just like, okay, that's the one guy batting 1,000 on this team. Just crushing 60-yard punts. Keeping us in this game.
It's sad when you can only count on your punter to be a consistent performer.
Yeah.
Look. Here's the bottom line, and this is not like some mind fucking bending, fucking earth shattering thing.
Bend my mind, shatter my earth.
We have to figure something out and do something opposite of what we're doing early in games, because this when Carr was being more aggressive, they moved the ball. Mm-hmm. Then they got into like the 30, 25 yard line, and they started to get conservative. Next thing you know, it's like 3rd and 12. And, you know, why are we forcing the run game? I just don't understand. I don't understand.
Why are we, or why don't we?
Why are we? Why are we forcing it? Why are we forcing this? The way this team is constructed, the way this line is constructed, it cannot run block.
What's a good pass to run ratio in your mind? What should the pass to run ratio be?
I mean, in today's NFL, like a 60-40, if you can run the ball. Mm-hmm. If you can't run the ball,
40 run?
Yeah, no, 60-40 pass, because this is a passing league, man. It's a passing league. It's about throwing, getting the ball in the air. It's about pushing the ball. All the rules offensively are set up for you to pass the ball and push it down the field. That's how they're set up. That's why they changed the pass interference to a spot fall instead of 15 yards. That's why you can't fucking sneeze on the quarterback. Any of that shit. It's all set up for the offense to throw the ball, push it down the field, score more points. Okay. If you can run the ball a 60-40 split, okay. If you can't run the ball, we there's no reason why we should be running the ball as much as we are. Even as little as we're running it, we shouldn't be running it like we're running it now. Get the ball in Carr's hands, spread everybody out, and let him make the decisions. You know, we want to talk about him being this and that and his superstar quarterback and this. Okay, you take control of this fucking offense and make it happen.
So I asked you like what the split should be. Do you not have a number? Is it
for our team?
Yeah. What should the run to pass ratio be? Or is it something that shouldn't be decided ahead of time?
It really shouldn't be decided ahead of time. It should be how,
because there are 35 pass attempts and 22 rushing attempts. Is that too much? Is that too much rush? Too little rush?
Well, what is that percentage wise?
It's like a. I'm not a mathematician. I don't have a TIA's recalculator.
Let me see.
35 pass attempts.
We had 57 plays. That's it.
Yeah. Well, and then special teams and stuff like that.
38-62. So 38% run, 40% run. 60-40, that's too much, man, when you're not running the ball.
It's too much?
You're not getting any yards running the ball. It's just fucking waste.
Yeah.
You're better off fucking, you know. The thing is right now what we're doing is we're trying to stay balanced. And, you know, teams don't have to key in on our run game to stop it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's not like it's taking away from their pass coverage abilities by keying in on our run. They don't have to do that. We're better off throwing the ball and running the ball as a change of pace, not setting up our run or setting up our pass with the run.
Yeah.
It's just it's old. It's an old style of thinking. It's an old style of offense. Your team is not built that way, John Gruden. Your team is not built that way.
Gruden is play calling for a team that he wants, not a team that he has.
He's and playing for last year. He's for last year's team or the year before's team. That's what he's calling plays for with that big road grader offensive line. We don't have that offensive line this year.
Yeah. We didn't have that offensive line last year.
No.
How satisfied were you when Trent Brown went on IR for the Patriots? How happy were you?
I didn't know until you told me.
Oh, really? I was so really happy when I heard that. Yeah. He's played like 11 snaps all season, Trent Brown.
Good for him. Good for him, his mom. Yeah. Okay, look. So Derek Carr has shown that he could take a team on his back and win games. He's shown that. Yeah.
That's the only way we've won games.
Give him the opportunity to do it from the beginning of the game. What is the fucking difference? What is the difference between what you're doing now and letting a Derek Carr fucking take control and start from the beginning and just do his thing? Mm-hmm. What's the difference? If he makes three incomplete passes and we end up kicking it, we're 3 and out anyway. We're 3 and out. We're not scoring any points in the first quarter. I think we're going to score 3 points in the first quarter today. Big fucking wow. We have, 8 points scored this whole fucking season in the first quarter.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
How far up into your abdomen did your balls go when Derek Carr went down for those few plays?
I was.
You worried?
No.
No? weren't worried, really? I was.
Well, we were doing shit with him in there, so what the fuck?
Well, it wasn't a, like, just in that moment freak out. It was a, oh, did something break and he's gone for the season? That's what I was worried about. Again, you know what? we're in like freak out mode right now because we've lost two in a row. Offense looked terrible. But don't forget, like, Derek Carr went into today the leading passer in the league. We have plenty of warts. But we're obviously doing a lot of things right. Not today, but we have been. And Derek Carr, like, goes down. The entire team is there, like, on a knee. I flipped out. Like, I saw the worst thing in the world a Raider fan can see is Nathan Peterman under center. Like, that's a really scary sight.
What's a scary sight is we put up numbers against teams that we don't normally play.
Mm-hmm.
All right? The fucking Chargers know who we are. They know what we do. And we scored 14 points. The first good, like, really strong up and down multiple level defense that we faced, we've had, we faced good players. Mm-hmm. But this is a group that probably has the best kind of mix of players throughout the three lines of defense. And we couldn't do a thing. We couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand why it's so hard for us to play to our strengths. It just, it's always got to be some, it's, well, it's going to be, we're doing this for that. Why don't you do something to fucking score? Why don't you do something to fucking score instead of, oh, this is going to set us up for later in the game. Well, how did later in the game work for you? It didn't. And the thing is, this is the stuff that I'm more frustrated about Gruden's inability to switch up what he's doing and allowing Derek Carr to do what he's shown he can do this year.
Yeah.
Which is take the team on his back and take the offense at least and really put pressure on the defense.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing that. The last 2 weeks, we haven't done that. We haven't put pressure on their defense, on the opposing defenses. I'm more frustrated than that, than the Raiders losing. Because I'm used to the Raiders fucking losing. You don't think I've gone through them fucking, hot starts and taking the shits? It's every fucking year. I'd rather them fucking show us who they are now than after we have a fucking playoff, like,
sniff. Get your hopes up.
Yeah. I don't want to fucking sniff a butthole and then fucking, can't get my dick up. That's even worse.
It's a standard issue Friday night for you, Soto. It's not act like it's some, like, weird thing.
It's that whiskey dick, man. Fucks me up every time. And I don't even drink.
So the Raiders, 16 first downs. The Bears, 19 first downs. Total plays, 16-60. Total yards, we actually outgained the Bears, 252 to 259. We each had 10 drives. Just it was...
Penalties.
Drastic. Very, very big deal. Running the ball, the Bears were great. Raiders were terrible. 10 penalties for 82 yards. Time of possession, pretty close. 28 minutes to 32 minutes. Not that drastic.
They finished, and we didn't finish. That's the bottom line. When we got a chance to...
Turnovers weren't a major issue. That's the other thing.
Well, that's the fucking interception, and we turned over on
one
down.
One interception from the Raiders.
And we turn it over on down. When you score 9 points, dude, an interception and turnover on downs is a big deal. This is going to be a low-scoring game no matter what. So you can't – that's what I talk about. When you're facing a rookie quarterback, you can't help them out any. Turnovers, dumb penalties, like two personal foul penalties, one on like third and fucking 22 or something like that. Mm-hmm. We got a third down. That's it. They don't score their first touchdown without that penalty.
Yeah.
Okay? And then – We're in like the 30 of the 27 yard line or something like that, and then we turn over on downs. Okay, this is shit you can't do if you're facing a defense like the Bears defense, and you're facing you can't shoot yourself in the foot when you're playing a young quarterback like this, or like anybody at least. You can't do this, and I don't know, man. It's great to say we're here and we're talking about what's pissing us off and this and that, but honestly, what does it fucking matter? We've already seen this story play out again. Gruden's going to do what the fuck he wants to do because he thinks he knows better. Okay. It's not going to be any different. He's going to say all the right things. He's going to apologize for the stupid shit he said on his email. He's going to apologize for his fucking bad play calling. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. Great. What's going to change? Nothing. Nothing. Nothing's going to change. He is who he is. This is who we have as our coach. We have to figure out a way to make this work. This is the time when Derek Carr needs to go a little bit rogue, when he needs to go a little bit maverick, and he's to fucking do his thing. Because being the good little soldier and, you know, marching forward, it's not working. Because the plays that are set up, you're running them, and they're not working. You need to do something else. Someone needs to do something different. Because we're doing the same shit over and over again, and this is what we're getting. You know, look, as shitty as it is to say, we got lucky against Baltimore, and we got lucky against Miami.
We got lucky in the sense that, like, it was overtime and we won, but also we were unlucky in the fact that those games went to overtime. Like, that Miami game never should have went to overtime. We were so much better than Miami.
Yeah, and we fucked up.
And that's my point, is like the core and the foundation of a good team are there for the Raiders. Great passing game, average defense, which again, by Raiders standards,
great passing game with this fucking output the last 2 weeks.
It is still one of the best. That's my point. Even with these two atrocious passing games in the last 2 weeks.
RJ, stop looking at stats. Lose your fucking eyeball.
They matter.
Don't matter. Dude. The first 3 weeks. Okay. His yards the first 3 weeks didn't help us today. Didn't help us last week. The offense played like shit last week and this week. Their stats the first 3 weeks don't help us now. Stop looking at stats.
The stats matter. The stats absolutely matter. Okay. You look in the grand scheme of things, right? Again, like does what Derek Carr did in week one matter in week five? No, but does Derek Carr? What Derek Carr does in week 1 through 10 matter in week 11? Yes, like it does matter. That means there are things good. There are things this offense is capable of. That does matter. The bigger the sample size, the more it matters. What's more indicative of the Raiders' passing offense? What they've done in the last 20 games, or what they did today? The last 20 games. That's what's more important. And it also matters, like, are we trending in the wrong direction and things are going wrong? Absolutely. That
to take it a
absolutely
step further,
matters.
To take it a step further, it means more when you look at teams that have faced us a lot. Mm-hmm. That's what means more. So we'll see what happens next week against the Broncos, because they face us a lot. Mm-hmm. And we'll see how our passing game does then. Because right now, I just can't see anything changing drastically anytime soon.
Well, yeah, an NFL team is a streamliner. Like, you're not going to do a 180 on a dime, right? And this is especially coming off when you're not doing anything different. In all fairness, the Raiders changed things up. Like, drastically altering your offensive line is a big changeup. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm saying they're trying something different.
You had to do that. The Leatherwood was.
You didn't have to do that. You don't have to move your first string, first round pick, right tackle to right guard.
Who gives a shit if he's that bad? You had to do it. He's fucking going to get Derek Carr killed.
You didn't have to make that drastic.
You don't have to wear pants to work. I understand what you're saying, but in football speak, yes, you had to make that. You had to make that move.
It wasn't a foregone conclusion.
Thank you, Wesley. Thank you. It's exactly what I'm fucking saying. Fuck John Gruden and his fucking nose. You want to call this stupid shit?
His nose? Fuck what him. Does nose ever do to you?
I'm fucking tired of this stupid shit, man. I'm sick of this shit.
So what should the offense look like next week? We got the Broncos next week.
Vaughn Miller and Justin...
Max protect line, tight end there. Derek Carrier on IR is a. There's no bigger third string tight end on IR than the Raiders, right? Like it's like you'd think like it wouldn't be a blip on the radar if any other team's third string tight end went out, but because the Raiders do so many jumbo sets and so many three tight end sets, like that was kind of a big deal, right? Next, so against the Broncos, max protect, wide open offense, right? Our best blocking running back, our best blocking tight end, and then our best three wide receivers. Waller, either like a Ruggs-Edwards combo, Renfro, Ruggs-Edwards, like whatever it may be, right? That's going to be our offense moving forward, right? Shotgun, max protect, Derek Carr, your three best receivers. Best way to go, right? More or less?
Yeah. I mean, right? You have to have we can't be put in situations where we have Foster Moreau on Robert Quinn one-on-one. Mm-hmm. That can't happen. Robert Quinn almost fucking killed Derek Carr. Yeah. Almost fucking killed him. And I can't believe I didn't say this yet today. Where the fuck was the flag when Roquan Smith went at Derek Carr's head? That's shoulder to head.
The one penalty that wasn't called today?
Dude, it's like he's on the ground for a reason with the fucking...
Do refs get commissions for all the penalties they call? Like for every like 15-yard penalty, you get $15? A lot of flags today. So the Raiders dropped to 3-2. Bears now go up to 3-2. It was an opportunity today because the Broncos lost. They fall to 3-2. The Chargers were in a life or death game with the Browns. They ended up winning somehow 47-42. So the Chargers are 4-1. By the time you guys are listening to this on podcast, the Bills and Chiefs will have already played. So we'll see what happens in that game. But there was an opportunity today for the Raiders to make a move in the AFC West. Again, they fall 3-2. The soft part of the schedule hits now, which is perfect because the Raiders
haven't played worse. We're the soft part of the schedule.
Because the Raiders haven't played worse than now. Again, Bears 20, Raiders score only 9 points. We'll be back on Wednesday.
Well, dude, you know how the fucking Chargers won? Justin Herbert, 400 yards and 4 touchdowns. That's how they fucking won.
Wide open.
Pushing the ball down the field. Just fucking throwing it. Just winging it. Throwing the ball down the field. Yeah. You telling me that the Chargers have that much better weapons than we do? Fucking throw the ball, man. Get your head out of your ass, Gruden. Fuck.
Well, until that game rolls around. Knock on wood if you're with me.
Fuck you, Gruden.